That happens to be one of my favorite Christmas carols, simply titled A Christmas Carol by Charles Ives in an arrangement by Paul C. Eccles, and a performance by the Kansas City Chorale from their CD called Nativitas. Charles Bruffy is the conductor, and that happens to be a collection of American Christmas carols heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That's the show that you are listening to right now. I'm Kevin Kelly. Appreciate your joining us today. We have a couple of features, both of them having to do with theatrical productions going on in our listening area. Coming up, I'll be talking with Deb Smith, who is the stage director for the Community Players Theater production in Bloomington of Irving Berlin's White Christmas, which has actually been going for a couple of weekends now. It has its remaining performances tonight through Sunday. We'll be hearing more about that and some of the very well-known songs that are from that show. But first, we have a production that is current at Parkland Theater. It's actually a production by an organization that calls itself Bah Humbug Productions. We'll perhaps hear why they call themselves that coming up. But this is a show that opens on Friday, tomorrow night, called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Barbara Robinson. We've got a couple short scenes or so, and also the stage director for that production, who is Angela Schneider. And of course, we will be asking, this is our first chance during this very short 3-day fund drive to get Live and Local listeners to participate in our $36,000 in just 36 hours.
That's right.
Did I count that right? 36 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so we might as well give you that chance right off the bat. That is the voice of Les Schulte. You will be hearing his voice again in an acting role. But right now, he is not acting at all. He's playing his actual part of corporate support director for WILL and chief Begmeister. For
That's right. Dust off that old guy down the hall. Drag him out here.
Anyway,
we need a few dollars.
We need a few dollars. Les, why don't you... tell us what's all going on so far on the drive. I've heard a little bit.
Well, so far we're off to a great start. We started this morning bright and early at 6 o'clock, and the goal of this drive is to raise $36,000 in just 36 hours of fundraising over the next few days. We'll end on Saturday around 1 o'clock. And it is to give you the opportunity to support these programs. If you use these services, these public radio services, we want to give you the opportunity to support these services. Over 40% of the money necessary to operate these stations comes directly from you, the listeners of WILL. That makes you the single largest and most reliable source of income these stations have. So these programs really only are here because of you, and especially a program like Live and Local, which is very unique to our market. So, you know, whether it's bluegrass or Beethoven, spoken word or saxophone player, or theatrical productions like we're going to be talking about today, Kevin keeps you informed as to what's happening in our area. And we think that's very important, that there are programs like this. And if you think so too, take this opportunity right now to go to the phone and call 217-244-9455 or make a pledge online at willpledge.org. And any amount that fits into your budget, really, that's up to you. We're just asking you to be involved. And as we come to the end of our calendar year, we want to be at about our halfway mark in our private fundraising, on our public fundraising. And so that means we need to be at about $1 million. We're closing in on that. And a successful drive here will push us ever so much closer. So if it's time for you to renew your pledge, do so right now. If you've never made a contribution before, call this number and become involved in your public radio station, WILL, 217-244-9455.
Actually, it's 217-244-0025.
Oh, man, I gave the wrong number again, didn't I? That'll teach
well, we used to have the same number for our AM station.
I've been working on that other station all morning.
Yeah, that other station. 244-0025. The web address is the same in either case. You can go to willpledge.org. And we all, when I say we all, I mean you and me and Les, we all feel a responsibility to get involved and support the things that are important to us, including WILL, and in the case of this hour's worth of programming, Live and Local. And I say we because I do take that responsibility myself seriously. I make a contribution to the station, and we invite you to do that right now. We encourage you to do it right now. 36 hours to raise $36,000. The hours counted started earlier this morning. We have 3 days total. You can make your dent in that total by calling 217-244-0025 or contribute online at willpledge.org. Les Schulte is one of five people I have in the room right now who are involved in the production from Bah Humbug called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. As I mentioned at the outset, Angela Schneider is the director. Nick Schneider is involved in the production, and also another Schulte. We have Rita and Les, both. Well, Les currently of WILL staff, Rita formerly of WILL staff, and they are both sometime thespians. And then somebody I'm meeting for the first time, Kelly Barber Connerty, all involved in this production. Angela, tell us a bit about the best Christmas pageant ever.
It is a remarkable show, Kevin. It was written by Barbara Robinson in 1971, and I found something interesting about it. I originally, it was a book, and when the book was published in Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom, they called it The Worst Kids in the World instead of The Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
Now, that's a clearly different twist.
I would think so, without a doubt. The book became a play in 1982, and it was first performed in Seattle, Washington. And the next year, 1983, it was shown on television with Loretta Swit in the starring role.
Loretta Swit, who used to be in MASH.
That's right, the same one.
Hot Lips Houlihan. Wasn't that the name of her character?
Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Right.
Hot Lips.
Hot Lips. Hot Lips. That's right. And I don't know if that's the type of, well, you have to explain how the original title, I mean, I assume that has to do with the story.
It does, very much so. The story revolves around a woman, Grace Bradley, who all of a sudden finds herself taking charge of the annual Christmas pageant because Mrs. Armstrong, who had done this for years and years, is now in the hospital with a broken leg. There is a group of six children in the city. They are the Herdmans, and they find out that if you come to church, you get snacks. So they show up at church. And lo and behold, they kind of take over this Christmas pageant, much to the dismay of some of the local churchgoers. And in the end, as the name implies, it turns out to be the best Christmas pageant ever because everybody learned something from it.
But as the other name implies, there's some trials along the way, the original name.
Well, they're kind of delinquent, rowdy kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't give too much away, but they have some interesting little skirmishes as they are practicing for the pageant.
And this production starts tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, with matinees on the two Sundays, so the 16th and the 23rd, and then a matinee also on the second Saturday, which is the 22nd at 3 o'clock. Other Saturday, Sunday, Thursday, Friday productions are at 7 o'clock. This is all at Parkland College Theater on the Parkland campus in Champaign. I want to go back before we hear the first of our scenes and talk a bit to Nick Schneider, because I said at the outset, you know, Bah Humbug Productions, there's some explanation for that. And I know you have to do a lot with Bah Humbug.
Well,
in
sure.
A number of different ways. So just
sure.
Give us that little background. Why is this not a Parkland production, for example?
Well, Bah Humbug was formed because originally I wrote an adaptation of the Dickens classic A Christmas Carol. And that adaptation was presented for 3 years running over at Parkland in concert with Parkland. But it was a Bah Humbug Production, Inc. show. We're a privately held company whose focus is to produce essentially any kind of show, but mostly around Christmas time. We also do shows in the summertime now and then. We'll do them at various places. We're most known for producing Bleacher Bums over at Mike and Molly's in the middle of summer, late July or early August. But so the Bah Humbug comes from the fact that that's, you know, Scrooge.
Scrooge.
Scrooge's famous line.
And Christmas time.
And Christmas time, sure. Bah Humbug. So that's the company's purpose. And in this particular case, we're doing the best Christmas pageant ever. I always say present, too. I'm get that all mixed up.
Oh, that's me, dear.
Oh, is that you doing that? Okay.
No, I'm the best Christmas present ever.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
here
that.
Here we go. This is the problem when you have husband and wife teams on the radio.
We don't want to get
And we
in
have
the
two of them. We have two of them on the show here.
And
right
of course, I'm the producer. She's the director. And if you want to talk about some difficulties along the way, you should be around the house once in a while.
I wasn't going to ask about that.
Okay.
Although now I'm somewhat curious.
Oh, yes, right.
Well, what do we have? A couple, three scenes we want to
do? I have three scenes for you
today.
Three
scenes? Okay. Well, why don't we launch into the first one and
set it up for us.
Well, the
first one, Mrs. Bradley, Grace, is looking for a baby Jesus. And she's asking all the new mothers and, you know, all the neighbors, do they know of any baby? And she comes here now to ask Mrs. McCarthy if she has a baby that they can use in the Christmas pageant as the baby Jesus.
Edna, didn't I hear that your niece had a baby a month or so ago, a little girl?
Oh, yes.
Just wondering how it would be if I were to call up your niece and ask if we could borrow.
No, Grace. Now, I could sit here and lie to you and tell you she was sick or cranky or something, but the fact is she's beautiful and happy and healthy, and we want to keep her that way, so we are not turning her over to the likes of Imogen Herdman. I'm really sorry, Grace.
Imogen is going to be playing Mary. Imogen likes to smoke cigars in the ladies' restroom. That could take us into the second scene, if you like, Kevin.
Well, that was a very short scene, so we might as well.
Okay. They're short scenes. Mm-hmm. The whole play, by the way, runs approximately an hour and 15 minutes. It's great family entertainment. A lot of children. Our youngest cast member is 7. Our oldest is 73. 17. No, let me think now. Is it 17 or 19?
It's 19 children.
Mm-hmm. 19 mm-hmm. children. 9 adults and 6 young adults. So it certainly is a show for, you know, all ages.
You would say 9 adults plus less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Plus less.
Thanks, Nick.
But in this next scene now, Imogen has just been smoking a cigar in the ladies' restroom, and Mrs. McCarthy, who has been in the kitchen baking up some applesauce cake, smells some smoke. So she has called the fire department, and Nick Schneider here is one of our firemen. He and Keith Hayes will come running up there on the stage to put out the fire, and after they have left, Mother is mad.
Why in the world did you call the fire department about a little smoke?
It was not a little smoke. It was a lot of smoke. The ladies' room was full of thick smoke.
It couldn't have been. You just got excited, that's all. Look, the church is full of firemen. The street is full of baby angels crying. Shepherds climbing all over the fire truck. Half the neighborhood... Didn't you know it was cigar smoke?
No, I didn't know it was cigar smoke. And I don't expect to find cigar smoke in the ladies' room at the church.
Another short scene.
Another short scene. With, by the way, I should say who is who here, as Grace Bradley is Kelly Barber Connerty and Rita Schulte, one of two people in cast as Mrs. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. We will hear the next in a little bit. We need to remind listeners of something.
Okay.
And this is where Mr. Schulte comes in again. Before he has a role. Are you going to have a role coming up here?
I am going to have a role.
Have a role. But very the role good. At the moment is to remind folks that we are in our 36 for 36. $36,000 for 36 hours of our during our final pledge drive of 2012 here on at Illinois Public Media. This is, of course, live and local on FM 90.9. So I just have today and tomorrow to convince as many of you as possible that the service that we provide on this program is worth your supporting with your financial contributions, whether you're a brand new person and have never done this before and maybe have recently discovered this program, or whether you are somebody who has been listening to live and local and maybe to everything on WILL for a long, long time, haven't gotten around to contributing before, or maybe you have been contributing for a long time, but you know, you got a little extra cash in your pocket this Christmas time, and you think we deserve it. We think we deserve it, but we would like you to consider making a contribution of whatever amount works for you at this end of the year period. The phone number where you can call to pledge is 217-244-0025. The web address where you can contribute directly online is willpledge.org. And Les Schulte is with me with perhaps another incentive or two.
Yeah, Kevin, we really appreciate everyone's contributions, everyone's pledges, whether they be by phone at 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org, because it is those contributions, it is those pledges of support that make this station possible. WILL is a non-commercial, non-profit, local public radio station with a specific mission, and this mission is to bring you news about the music and the artists that you enjoy throughout the area, and especially this program about the local artists, the local music, the local performances that are taking place in our area. And we think that's important. And if you do too, we ask you to join us on this mission to ensure the fact that the programs that you use will be here in the future. We ask you to kind of pay it forward. The reason these programs are here today, that this program is here today, is because about a year ago or so, someone else perhaps has made that contribution or renewed that support or maybe made an additional gift to ensure the fact that these programs will continue to be here. So if you've never made a contribution to WILO before, why don't you do so now before the end of this year, before the end of 2012, and join the friends of WILL. The number to call is 217-244-0025 or go online at willpledge.org.
I mentioned earlier that, you know, many of us feel an obligation to support not only this station but also other organizations of various kinds. And the corollary notion to that is that we feel that obligation because in the case of WILL, it has become an essential part of our lives. I've lived in this community for 21 years now, and I've actually worked for the station for 16 and a half, which is sort of incredible to me. And it really, even before I started to work here, it became essential to me. I listened all the time, or at least very regularly, to both our news service and our classical music service. And now I'm a part of this new venture, still pretty new venture, called Live and Local, where we do cover classical music, but we cover all kinds of music that can be produced acoustically. And then every once in a while, we have theatrical productions, either with or without music, such as we have today. We have the Bah Humbug production that has music in it, which I'll ask you about in coming up. And then we have the Community Players Theater in Bloomington, which is essentially a musical. And we try to let everybody know what's going on throughout our listening area and give you the opportunity to go see those things, give the organizations the opportunity to perhaps find an audience they didn't have before. If you find all these things essential to you, as I do, as I think many listeners do, then we ask you to take the next step and make a contribution to ensure that we're going to be here next year, starting in July. That's the way it works here, Les.
It really is.
Pay it forward.
It's a pretty simple formula. It gets kind of complicated sometimes when you throw all the numbers together, but in essence, it's a pretty simple formula. Over 40%, about 42% of the money necessary to operate the station comes directly from the listeners of this station, the people that take opportunities like these to go to the phone, call that number 217-244-0025, or go online at willpledge.org and make a contribution, whatever level fits into your budget at this time. You decide what that is, but don't pass up this opportunity. Show your support for Live and Local and for all of the music that you enjoy here on WILL. 217-244-0025.
Or online, of course, at willpledge.org. So another scene from Parkland's, well, it's Bah Humbug Productions production at Parkland College of the best Christmas pageant ever. Angela Schneider's the director, and this follow directly from the others?
This scene takes place right after the one we just heard. It features Reverend Hopkins, who now has the responsibility of telling Grace that, you know, maybe we should kind of pull the plug on this production. because of what's been going on.
All the many things going on. Bratty right. kids and people smoking cigars.
Exactly.
In the church bathroom
and the firemen and so coming and everything else.
I've been on the phone all day, and I can't make heads or tails of it. Some people say they set fire to the ladies' room. Some people say they set fire to the kitchen. Well, Vera Wendelken says all they do is talk about sex and underwear.
That was Helen Clark who was talking about the underwear, and they didn't set fire to anything. The only fire was in the kitchen where the applesauce cake burned up.
Well, the whole church is in an uproar. I don't know. Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me," but I don't think he meant the Herdmans. Grace, don't you think we should cancel the pageant?
I'll bet that was Helen Armstrong's idea.
We could blame it on the fire. Makes a great excuse.
I'll bet that was Edna McCarthy's idea.
Well, everyone says it's just going to be
a disaster? Well, they're wrong. It's going to be the best Christmas pageant we've ever had.
But Grace, I don't think anyone's going to come to see it.
And of course,
we want everyone to come
right.
to see it, without a doubt.
We do want to say, Kevin, that if they want to come and see the show, do not call Parkland, per se, because it's Bah Humbug who are handling the tickets. Hmm. And so you have to call us or go on our online and send us an email, or you can show up at the door. But don't pester Parkland and Dallas Street over there, because they're not handling this particular phase of it.
So it's bahumbug.biz, is that the place
well, yeah,
to go?
If you want to, if you'd like to make reservations, and we encourage reservations, it would be tickets at bahumbug.biz.
B-I-Z.
B-I-Z, right. And, or you can call us at 217-621-8276.
621-8276. I'm writing that down.
Right. And, you know, we may pick up the phone or you may have to leave a message, but we'll get back to you with your reservation, and you'll be well on your way.
Or come to the door.
Oh, come to the door, yes. We are filling up. Matinees for this show, and as Christmas Carol in the past, they fill up pretty quick. Folks like to come to the matinees. We only have two this year, next Saturday and Sunday. Three this year. This Sunday, next Saturday, and Sunday.
So that's the 16th,
right.
Sunday,
22nd,
Saturday the 22nd.
And Sunday the 23rd.
All at 3 p.m. And then 7 p.m. performances, Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week.
Not Sunday this week. Just Friday
Not Sunday,
and Saturday
thank
this
you.
Week.
I'm even looking at it.
I know.
I'm
well,
not getting it right.
You should see what I do when I read. And Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week.
There you go. Yeah. But that's all on that website, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, it is.
Bahumbug.biz.
That's right.
I said I'd ask about music. This is not a musical, but there is some music.
There is music. The traditional Christmas carols are sung during the nativity scene because it is a Christmas pageant. So you might expect to hear Angels We Have Heard on High, We Three Kings, While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night. Two beautiful soloists during Silent Night. And then the chorus all joins in. The show closes with Joy to the World. I've also inserted music to kind of bridge some of the scenes. So there's some secular Christmas-type music at that point. And there'll be music in the lobby and music when you come in and music when you leave. And
some fine acting on stage.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
And I think one thing, we do tell the Christmas story on stage. I mean, that's the essence of this thing. There's all of this action and there's all of this kind of peripheral story. But in the end, what they are actually do is, unto this day, a child is born to you. So it comes full circle, and it brings the Herdman children into the world of what this all means, what the Christmas season means. Prior to them showing up at church, they had no idea of the Christmas story.
So perhaps even by the end, people will come to believe that little kids like the Herdmans are okay too.
That's correct.
Well, and it also, from the adult point of view, the adults, the Reverend, the Mrs. McCarthy, and even Grace, we get so caught up in making sure that Christmas is perfect. Mm-hmm. Everything's in its place. And because we're trying to be perfect, we lose sight of what Christmas is all about. And thanks to the Herdmans, we're all reminded of the real reason for Christmas and humbled a bit.
It's the best Christmas pageant ever at Parkland College, put on by Bah Humbug Productions, and you can get info at their website. And we have had with us the director of the show, Angela Schneider, the producer, Nick Schneider, who's also involved, Les and Rita Schulte, who are both playing various characters, and Kelly Barber Connerty, whose voice you just heard. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening. And another number for you to remember as we launch into a different kind of Christmas music, the number to call to pledge support for this radio station. It's 217-244-0025. And thanks.
Happy holiday, happy holiday, while the merry bells keep ringing, they are ringing. Happy holiday,
happy holidays
to you.
That song is Happy Holidays. It comes from the, well, you certainly recognize the song, but it comes from the White Christmas, the musical, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Of course, it was originally a film and has been turned into a musical. And it's being put on currently by Community Players Theater in Bloomington. In fact, they've had 2 weekends worth of the show, and they have 1 weekend remaining. It actually continues tonight through Sunday. And the director for the production is Deb Smith, and she has joined me on the line. Thanks very much for coming on Live and Local.
Well, thank you for having me on Live and Local, Kevin. I really enjoy talking to you.
I hope you've had some good houses for the first couple of weekends.
We had some amazing houses for the first couple of weekends. The theater holds about 260 people, and there were several of those that were full houses, even on Sunday afternoon matinees and Thursday evening performances, and it's kind of, we've looked at it as our Christmas gift to the Bloomington Normal community, and they seem to be relishing their present.
I should know the answer to this, but what theater do you play in?
Community Players actually owns its own theater. It's at 201 Robin Hood Lane in Bloomington near the post office.
And is it, I'm guessing it's a converted something.
No, it was actually built in the 1960s by Community Players. Mm. Community Players is celebrating its 90th season this year. It's one of the oldest community theaters in the country, and
really?
They did start out doing their performances at different public buildings and the Shriners building and all of that during the early part of the century, and then in 1960 raised enough money to build their own building. So it was built specifically for the theater.
Nice. So, and obviously built small, intentionally because you wanted a small space or because it's what you could afford as far as you know?
A little bit of both. It's according to our historian, it's what we could afford at the time and raise funds for, and it was about that the community wasn't nearly as large even back in the 60s as it is now.
But it, I imagine, enables you to do create quite an intimate experience for the viewers.
It does. It offers a very different experience than some of our bigger venues in the community, such as the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. It's much more intimate. You can feel very close to the stage and the actors, but yet it's a regular theater seating, so it's very comfortable.
How many productions does the company do a year?
We do 5 or 6, depending. We usually do 2 bigger musicals during the year, which we run from September through May, kind of start and end our season with a musical with some comedies and dramas in between. And the last couple of years, we've been doing some laboratory shows that we'll do for just 1 weekend. And they're shows that have never or rarely been done in the community. And then every year except this past year, we usually do a summer theater for youth. A theater that features, it's either intended for youthful audiences or for youthful audiences to participate and act in.
And I assume that White Christmas is the last production of the year?
No, it's the last production of the calendar year, but our season actually runs through May. So we have several more shows coming up, and we'll end the season with a Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is another musical, and that will run in May.
Yeah, that one has gotten to be quite popular.
Yes.
In fact, I finally saw it myself at Parkland College earlier this year in Champaign. and it's a pretty entertaining show, I thought.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of people looking forward to that one.
I don't think that I had realized that somebody had made a musical out of Irving Berlin's White Christmas, the film. Has it been around for a good while?
It has been around not quite as long as you would think. I believe it's only been around maybe 15 years or so. But the folks at the theater were giving me quite a bit of grief that this is the third show I've directed over there, and all three of them were originally movies that were turned into Broadway shows.
Okay,
so
now,
that seems to be my genre in the theater.
Is that coincidence?
It is. I don't know if it's coincidence. I did not realize that until this show that all three of them have that background.
And how close is it or not to the film?
It actually is very close in the storyline. It follows the storyline very closely, but they really wanted to feature Irving Berlin's music in the Broadway musical, so quite a number of songs were added in. So there's much more music and dancing in the show than there was in the movie.
Now, I hope I'm remembering right, and I might not be because I do these things in memory and then that doesn't always work, but there was a film, White Christmas, and then there was one called Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn actually preceded White Christmas, and Holiday Inn was in black and white, and then White Christmas came out after that. The song from Holiday Inn, White Christmas, had taken off and become such a hit that they redid it somewhat, made it a bigger musical, and did it in color.
But it's a pretty similar story.
Very similar story, yes.
So tell us the story.
Well, the story takes place, it starts back in 1944 on the Western Front, where some of our GIs are putting on a Bob Hope-style musical for the rest of their troops. And there's a character, there's Phil Davis and Bob Wallace are the two characters that are the male leads for the show. Those were played by Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye in the movie. And then their general comes in and gives a nice little heartwarming speech to the troops. The next thing we know, it's 10 years later, 1954, and we're at the Ed Sullivan Show, where Wallace and Davis are now pretty big stars and featured on the Ed Sullivan Show. And after the end of that show that night, they're going to be heading down to Miami to do a review for a new show. But they stop into a nightclub and see a sister act, Betty and Judy Haynes, and the famous number Sisters is performed by them at that act. And Phil Davis and Judy Haynes kind of hit it off immediately, and they kind of plot to get Bob and Phil going up to Vermont to this inn where the girls are going to be the Christmas show feature up there. So there's a famous train ride up there with a song called Snow. And anyway, they all arrive in Vermont, and they end up putting on a show. As chances would be, their general from World War II is the owner of this inn, and there's no business at the inn because it's unseasonably warm in Vermont for this time of the year. And so they decide to do what they can to get a lot of their old military buddies up there for the show, and they bring up their dancers and singers and actors from their Miami show. And they stage a production in this barn in Vermont. And that's where we see all of the wonderful dancing and the Irving Berlin songs taking place.
Well, since you mentioned the song Sisters, why don't we give a listen to that? Because I understand that's one of your favorites
on
the show. And this comes from, I believe, the Broadway production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas, which is being put on by Community Players Theater in Bloomington. There's one weekend's worth of shows left starting tonight, and we'll give you times coming up shortly. I'm talking with Deb Smith, who is the director for the production here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Sister, don't come between me and my man.
That's from the Broadway production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas, called Sisters, and that will be among the many Irving Berlin songs in the production of that show by Community Players Theater in Bloomington. And we're talking this portion of Live and Local with director Deb Smith, And we'll have more from Deb in just a moment. Want to remind you that WILS programs today are made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra, presenting the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra Holiday Concert on Thursday, December 13th. That's tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets may be purchased online at krannertcenter.com or through the Krannert box office. Want to also remind you that we are in our final mini pledge drive of 2012. Attempting to raise $36,000 in just 3 days. This is day number one, and we're towards the end of that day, so we're pretty well along and need to be as far along as possible before the day concludes. We are, of course, listener-supported radio, and you can pledge your support to Live and Local by calling right now, 217-244-0025, or giving online at willpledge.org. And I'm still in the studio with Les Schulte of our...
Everybody else left. I had to stay.
I tried to shake him from that previous production, but he's still here. We've got some other incentives, I think.
We do. We want to let you know that if you can make a contribution at the $200 level or above, we have a pair of tickets to Celtic Woman. I believe there are only about three pair of these left. They're going to be at Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield on April the 21st. And again, we have just a few pair of tickets available that we could say thank you with if you can make that contribution at the $200 level or above, and our way of saying thanks. But there are a variety of thank you gifts. Just check them all out when you go to our website, willpledge.org. You can decide which one fits into your budget. But the real reason to make that contribution, support the programs that you use on your public radio station, WILL. And call this number, 217-244-0025, here in our final few days of the year. This is the holiday gift-giving season. Why don't you give yourself a gift of great public radio for another year? Call 217-244-0025 and make your pledge of support right now.
When you I know that you did auditions for this production in October, and I'm kind of curious how Community Players Theater works. Do you tend to have actors who carry through from between many of the shows, or does each audition period bring out maybe a few of the same people, but a lot of new people as well, so that from show to show you don't know who's going to be in it?
Many shows will have, there is a cadre of folks that audition for a number of shows each season and are cast in those shows, but depending upon the subject of the show, that how well known it is, people that have just said, oh, I've always wanted to do this or that, will come out. And we were very fortunate in that we have a nice mix. Probably half of our cast, this is their first show at Community Players, and the other half are the tried and true veterans.
And your role in choosing them all, or maybe I should, let me put this a different way, in making the choices, what were some of the things you really wanted to consider?
Well, obviously, because there's a lot of singing, we have to consider vocal abilities, and we needed a Phil Davis and a Judy Haynes who could dance, because there's quite a few dance numbers featuring those two, particularly heavy tap dancing. So we looked at dance abilities, and then just the chemistry between the actors on the stage when they're up there reading against each other. And we all feel, and then when it comes decision time, I always include the rest of the staff in that decision making, and we all felt very comfortable with the decisions that we arrived at.
I would imagine this would be a great deal of fun to put on this show. Do the rest of the folks probably have to dance a little, or at least some of them?
Most everyone in the cast, except for the general, has to dance to some degree, yes. And if not, we call it staged movement. We tell them, if they say, I can't dance, well, we'll just call this staged movement then.
I'm familiar with how that works, having been involved in lots of musicals over in Champaign-Urbana, although always in the orchestra pit. I've never been on the stage. I think you'd be hard-pressed to get me to dance up on stage or act.
Yes, when I audition and they ask about dancing experience, I say disco in the 70s.
Have you been, so you have done auditions then, you've been on the stage as well as
That's
directing.
Actually how I got started at Community Players, yes, was in actually being in and as an actress, and then moving on to the staff roles and assistant directing and producing and you kind of work your way up the ropes.
What made you want to direct?
I don't know. My husband says it's because I like to be the boss. And so
and
probably,
is he right?
And he's kind of right, yeah. You know, you have a vision for a show, and what you it gets to the point where you're sitting and watching someone else's show and saying, "Well, I would have done this, I would have done that, I would have done this." It's time for you to start sticking your hand in there and trying it.
And what have you found to be particularly challenging about that, especially as you've done now? What did you say this year, third or fourth show?
This is my third show I've directed, and I think the most challenging thing is in working with a volunteer group, and it's wonderful the amount of time they commit to rehearsals. But it's really difficult to get everybody at a rehearsal all the time. You know, it's very rare until maybe the last few rehearsals where you have the entire cast there because of other conflicts with work or school. We have a lot of students and things like that. So that's probably the biggest challenge, is working the rehearsal schedule around people's planned absences.
And then what about creating a believable stage in a fairly small space, it sounds like?
I was very fortunate that my scenic designers for the show, Bruce and Kathy Parrish, who have moved from Bloomington Normal to Atlanta, Georgia, they know the set inside out, and they knew the story quite well, and they actually designed the set and sent it to us, and our master builders built it. And the set is absolutely beautiful, and we had several people in the community, including Dave Fuller, who did marvelous paint job. It's just a wonderful set.
Thought I'd play another song from the show. Since we've talked a little bit about the dancing, maybe we can have the one called "The Best Things Happen When You Are Dancing." What's happening in the show at the point where this is sung?
During that part of the show, this is right immediately following Sisters, where the Haynes sisters have just met Wallace and Davis. And Judy Haynes and Phil Davis are out dancing, and they go into kind of this fantasy sequence about what wonderful things happen when you dance, and it's really an opportunity to feature their dancing abilities.
Okay, it comes from Irving Berlin's White Christmas, which Community Players Theater is doing in Bloomington. Just a few performances left tonight through Sunday, and we're talking with their director, Deb Smith, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
The best things happen while you're dancing.
The best things happen when you are dancing. It's an Irving Berlin song that is in the show, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, being put on by Community Players Theater in Bloomington through Sunday, tonight through Sunday, the remaining performances. More of my conversation with director Deb Smith in just a moment. We want to remind you that we are in the towards the end of the first day of our final three-day pledge drive. We're attempting to raise $36,000 in just those 3 days. And if you've ever heard the expression, as I'm sure you have, many hands make light work, it certainly applies to WILL right now. As one of our many listeners, we are asking you to add your hands and money to the effort that we have underway right now. It doesn't take much, meaning not much money. Many listeners become first-time givers at the $52 level, for example. That's just a dollar a week. If there are two or more people listening in your household, that's an even bigger bargain. You can help us make light work of reaching the goal by calling 217-244-0025. Perhaps it's your first ever contribution. Make it right now. 217-244-0025.
That's right, Kevin. And well said. You know, if we could just get more people who use these services to step up to the plate and make those pledges of support, we would be able to provide more programs, secure the programs that we have. It really is a simple, simple formula. And so why don't you do your part right now and make that call at 217-244-0025. And when you make a pledge at any membership level, this is a real special offer. That's $40 or more, $25 if you're a senior. We'll send you a holiday present from Sunday Baroque. It's the newest CD in the Sunday Baroque collection. And this one features music of J.S. Bach, Handel. It has Harold Dark. Am I pronouncing that right?
You are, yeah.
Thank you. And more. And there are a few familiar favorites and perhaps some new ones as well. And we have copies in-house. I think we had 36 copies, and we'll give them out till they're gone. And so why don't you get on board, and we'd be happy to send you one of those copies right now at 217-244-0025. Or if you'd rather make your pledge online, just go to willpledge.org.
My guest this portion of Live and Local is Deb Smith, who is directing Irving Berlin's White Christmas at Community Players Theater. Tell me a little bit about the what the set looks like for those who might be curious. Does it essentially try to recreate an inn?
We have a set that will recreate two different nightclub scenes. It also creates the barn at the inn, which is where most of the second act takes place. And then we have the front lobby at the inn, and then we have smaller dressing room scenes, and we actually do the military scene on the western front out in front of the main curtain. So yes, that one takes a little bit more imagination for the audience.
And I'm guessing that there's some snow at some point.
There is snow, and it's amazing. The snow gets applause every night.
Do you want to give away how you make snow?
No, I'm not going to give that secret away.
Does it look pretty believable?
It does, because it's from a distance, but it's quite pretty, and it happens at just the perfect moment in the show.
I'm actually thinking of a show I saw this past summer that had snow in it, and it is sort of a special moment to see that sort of thing going on. There is no snow in the forecast for a while, though.
No, I have no idea if we're going to have a white Christmas or not here in Central Illinois.
Well, we are going to leave off the song White Christmas and leave that to people's not very great imagination, since most people know it. We're talking about Irving Berlin's White Christmas. Community Players Theater is putting it on in Bloomington. Tell me the times of the shows that you have left.
Yes, tonight's performance is at 7:30 p.m., as well as on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And then on Sunday, which is our final show, we have a matinee at 2:30 in the afternoon.
2:30, and if somebody wants to get tickets, what do they do?
You can call the box office and leave a message, but probably the best thing to do is go to our website, which is communityplayers.org, and you can order your tickets right there online.
Sounds easy, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin.
Deb Smith is director for the production by Community Players Theater, Irving Berlin's White Christmas. From that song, musical, here is one of the best known of Irving Berlin's tunes for this time of year. It's called Count Your Blessings.
When I'm worried and you'll fall asleep, counting your blessings.
The best-known songs from Irving Berlin's White Christmas, and I bet you didn't even know that's where it was from. And heard here on Live and Local from the Broadway production. You can hear it live in the production by Community Players Theater in Bloomington tonight through Sunday. Take your pick of performances. Go to their website, which is communityplayers.org. We'd like to invite you to come to our website, willpledge.org, and make your contribution to support this radio station and this radio program, Live and Local. I've appreciated your being with me today. You can also make your contribution by calling 217-244-0025. We have support from our listeners and from Columbia Street Roastery, offering our over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia and Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store and local restaurants and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. This is 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. Contribute at 217-244-0025.